Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
Well, we're taking crazy drive-through calls because we got in trouble last week. The police almost got involved with our Torture Tuesday. Cato took a lawnmower around the drive-through.
Yeah.
But we're getting some fun calls. 1-800-386-0937. What's yours?
Hi. Okay, so I was working at a drive-through, and this gentleman orders a burger.
Okay.
Right?
And, yep.
When he gets to my window, he's like, is there any way to put extra pickles on the burger because I really want extra pickles? And I had to inform him, I'm sorry, sir, your burger's already made, but I can remake it for you, no problem, if you're willing to wait a second. And he goes like, no problem, I'll take the burger. I think I have some extra pickles right here.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
And he opens his glove compartment and pulls out a jar of pickles.
Oh, my God.
He just slaps some extra pickles on the burger and says, thanks, and drives off.
Can you even do that with pickles?
Yeah, well, gross. Well, pickles, you don't have to refrigerate them.
You don't?
Yes.
I always do.
Because they have vinegar and stuff in there, and I guess he put pickles in his glove box.
No.
He's a pickle freak.
That is crazy.
So he put the pickles on the burger after you gave it to him right there?
Yeah. Yeah, right there. And then he drove off.
Oh, that's crazy.
That's excellent.
That's an outstanding story.
You know what? You need a refrigerator right there where the glove box is. You put like drinks and mayonnaise and mustard.
You see, and I don't know why that didn't come as like an option on your car.
On our minivan, we have that.
Who wants? I don't mean a van. I just mean a car instead of the console.
You have kids to qualify for the fridge in your car.
Wait. In a minivan, you can get a refrigerator. That's one of the.
It's not a refrigerator. It's like a ice box. It keeps everything cold if you put it in it.
That's almost as good as using the heat seater as a warmer for your food. I do
okay.
that.
Oh, yeah.
That makes sense.
Okay, well, now that is one crazy story.
Ooh. Oh, you know what? You know what's another thing that people will do?
What?
I don't know. It's been happening a lot lately, is that they'll go through the drive-thru in reverse the whole way.
I have to admit, we did that in high school
what?
Once.
What? You did what?
We drove through the drive-thru in reverse. But my friend wasn't very good at it, and we took out a few shrubs.
Why?
He thought it would be like a challenge.
It's a dare. Kids do the dares.
Well, you think, I don't want anything to eat. The driver, the passenger wants something to eat. I don't.
Yeah, I'll just go through in reverse. You got the backup cameras now, too. It makes it easier.
Do you serve them if they do that?
Yeah. I mean, it's their choice, you know.
I guess so.
Wow. And I thought ordering from the back window, the back seat. You know, I've had people pull me up to the drive-thru.
Right. I love it. Well, thanks for sharing your story this morning.
Oh, you bet.
Hawk and Tom Show.
Yeah, I was wanting to tell you guys about what happened to me in drive-thru, the craziest thing that happened. So I'm working at Wendy's, and this guy pulls around to the drive-thru to pay for his order. And when he gets to the window, he hands me his credit card. Well, I run the card, and, you know, everything goes through okay. When I give the card back to him, he takes the card out of my hand and looks at it. And then he continues to lick the card. Like, he puts the card all... Yeah, he puts the card all in his mouth and like, really, like, goes to town on it. And I was like, what is this guy doing? And I didn't know if it was, like, an OCD thing or what. But those debit cards are nasty, and I would not put that in my mouth.
I know, right?
Did it have some salt and from the fries on it?
Yeah, I was... I just looked at him like, have a great day.
Yeah, that's, I hope you washed your hands right afterwards, too.
Yeah. All right, well, thank you.
Thank you for sharing.
Thank you.
Yeah, have a great day.
You too. Take care, brother.
Bye.
Hawk and Tom, good morning.
Good morning. I had a quick story myself on the drive-thru.
Okay, what's your story?
Okay, so I'm coming from, I used to work at Zaxby's drive-thru, and I was a innocent 16-year-old girl, and we had the sweetest man come through. We had the sweetest man come through, and we had the best conversation. He was hilarious. And it came down to, he got his order, he paid, and I'm like, can I help you with anything else? He said, yeah, I would like a Zax sauce. And I said, okay, that'll be 25 cents, because that's just how it was.
Yeah.
He gave me the wildest look, told me to shove it.
Wow.
I know, and I was mortified, and ever since then, Zaxby's did not charge for sauce in that location, because I cried.
Oh, wow. Good for you. You're doing the Lord's work, though, because honestly, why are they charging for that sauce?
So is he, apparently.
I know.
You want all of them charged now, extra 35 cents.
35?
Sometimes, yeah, like you want extra pizza sauce or whatever.
Yep.
I'm like, come on.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, well, I thought that we were friends, and then he scared me.
All right. Don't come between a man and his Zaxby sauce.
There you go.
Well, I thought we were friends, too, until y'all got rid of the black and blue salad.
I know, isn't it? And that's gotten rid of, their whole menu has changed. I'm 28 now, but I was 16 when that happened. So.
Well, they do have the best ice around, though, just saying.
I
like your ice.
Is that a little rabbit turd?
Wow, yeah. Hockey, you sure that's what you said.
What?
Nothing.
I like your ice.
Mm,
oh.
Your eyes.
Yeah, your eyes. We love you.
Love y'all.
Bye-bye.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Well, this is kind of crazy. I remember stuff like this when I was growing up, and then it kind of got better, and they phased it out. Do any of you remember going to the malls when you were a teenager, and they would have rules that said that teenagers couldn't come in by themselves?
Yeah. Yeah.
I didn't do that as a teen.
No, I'm sorry.
Well, we would go to the mall sometimes. We would normally just drive to town and sit in a car. Like as a parade, like you watch all the other high schoolers going back and forth. It was a
wow,
parade.
Wow, I'm sorry I asked.
But we did have, we didn't have a mall in our town. We had to go like the town over to go to the mall. We had a Walmart.
We just hung out at the Sonic.
Yeah.
That was our fun spot.
We did that too. Sonic.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, there were locations like that everybody kind of hung out at. But
mall, you even see that here a lot of times. Like they don't want the riffraff. Those teenagers.
Well, it's the teenagers that are the riffraff, mm-hmm. and they are starting to put parental guidance required signs and make them show ID. If they are under the age of 18, they must have a parent with them.
Wow.
I think some of the mall walkers are a little riffraff, too.
Yeah, that's true.
They should have an age limit on that.
Well, the reason is, and they blame a lot of this on TikTok. They said a lot of these kids are trying to do some sort of TikTok stunt or challenge, and they're just being disruptive.
Yeah.
And so the malls are getting tired of it, and they are banning the kids from being there. Now, the kids get pretty upset about this, as you can imagine. They don't think it's fair. And they say, so what if there's a few fights? They should just come up with a better job of, and I'm not kidding you, they literally said they should do a better job of screening for weapons at the door.
Wow.
Well, this all started with, people doing prank calls and stuff, and they were a bad influence. Now, we got, prank videos, and people get hurt, and people don't like to be pranked on videos, and so you got to watch out for those idiots who do prank calls and videos.
Mm-hmm.
Well, a mall in Columbia, Maryland instituted a chaperone policy. Chaperone is a whole different thing.
Yeah.
At the end of March, after a rise in disruptive teen behavior over the past 8 months, and they said the weekend scene had turned things into a mess, but now they've gotten it back to a pleasant family atmosphere. Some of the parents don't like it. One of them says it's hard to find a parent with time to chaperone the kids. I think they should just better their search type thing, like the way they look for weapons and stuff.
Well, didn't the kid get shot for doing a prank? The visual prank the other day, like on TikTok? He was like, you just got shot?
There was a kid who I think faked some kind of a hostage situation.
No,
or something.
His guy, he got shot.
In the food court.
Yeah,
that's right.
The guy didn't like what he was saying or whatever, and so he just shot him.
Jeez.
Yeah.
Well, that's another way to handle this. But it's kind of crazy because you have basically these stores going, hey, we actually see an increase of our income when we run these kids off, because the kids have been spending 8% less and the adults are spending 12% more. So they're actually making more money having the adults not complaining about the kids acting up.
Was I the only one? My mom was not going to let me go to the mall by myself as a teenager, even with my friends.
She
didn't trust you.
Well, that's probably right. Yeah. She pretended because the world was so unsafe, but the reality is it was probably me.
Well, you know, they age check like for drinking, and so now like you got to go, I've got somebody at the door like checking your ID.
They do that, it's absolutely.
It's pretty funny. It's like you got a bouncer at the mall door. You can't come in.
And well, they're doing that at theme parks like Carowinds, I think now. You can't. You've got to have an adult if you're under a certain age.
Really?
Yep. And there's. They said some of these places equivalent to, and not. I'm not saying Frankie's is doing it because I don't know if anything about that. But places like Frankie's in other cities,
like Dave and Buster's and stuff.
I don't know if them either. Mm-hmm. But it's the one example they gave was some. I don't know. I don't know the name of it, but it was some little place like that. And they said that they've had to do this because the kids are so busy doing these videos and they are disruptive.
Yeah.
So they're just basically, and we're talking about amusement parks. One of them was a place where they actually had a season pass and they still had to leave by 3 o'clock, which they were pretty upset about. I could see how you'd want to at least get your money back from your season pass.
Yeah.
If you paid for that, and now you can't even go in alone without a parent at certain times.
I watch some of these TikToks, you know, they're kind of like, what was the, where everybody would come together?
Those flash mobs.
Flash mobs, yeah. And, like, they will be on a street somewhere. It's got a ton of people, like, in New York or on the beach somewhere. And all of a sudden, they'll just break out into this just unique dance.
Yeah, we know what a flash mob is.
No, but, well, I know the flash mob, but also like two or three people will all of a sudden start doing these, you know, crazy dances. And then you got a crowd watching them. And then all of a sudden people can't get around the crowd. So they're annoyed by even some of the positive videos out there.
Well, I feel like those, most people probably were appreciative of what's going on.
At least they're organized. I mean, they're not just chaos.
True, you know. But if someone was talking to me and all of a sudden they broke out in a dance, I'd be going, okay, what's up? Something is up here.
Now, what they need to do is some of the parents at Chuck E. Cheese, they get a little unruly.
Yeah, they do.
Over their child.
Yeah, you got to kick the parents out there.
Yeah, that's the only place where if you're over a certain age, you're no longer allowed.
You got to have kids with you.
They sold beer there. What were they thinking?
Well, they had to do that for a reason.
What?
So we could get through the event, the birthday party.
That was trouble, though. You get Mama Bear in there with their little son or daughter, and they're just getting bullied in the ball pit. And the next thing you know, she's got 3 beers under her belt, and she's going crazy.
I've got a birthday party coming up there, too.
Well, one person said, we have to allow spaces for young people to be independent and develop socially beyond the context of virtual digital environment. However, the store said, we don't have to be that place because we don't want to deal with it. They were replacing so many goods and they were giving so many refunds to other people that they were losing money. So they are saying nope, and they're blaming TikTok.
Well, good news here. It doesn't matter how old you are, what age you are. We don't discriminate here on the Hawk and Tom Show. You can listen to us. We won't even check your ID.
The bad news is we're part of the reason why they're doing this.
That's true, yeah.
Somebody bring me up!
No, Thelma, you can go back to the office. That's fine. She's a little prankster here on the Hawk and Tom Show.
She's rowdy.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
Well, historians say the kiss is over 4,500 years old, not to be confused with Kiss, the band, because they're much older than that, I think. I could be wrong.
Still rocking it, though. I got to see them. They're awesome.
Oh, really?
Yes, they're so good.
Was that their 7th farewell tour?
I think it was their 8th.
8th? Okay. Well, let's talk about the first kiss.
I'm a little confused. I would assume Adam and Eve was the first kiss.
Not your kiss, but the very first human kiss.
I would have assumed that was Adam and Eve.
I'll get there. Yeah.
Chew. Go ahead and chew.
Yeah.
I don't have anything in my mouth.
It just always sounds like that, I guess.
I guess so.
Well, there's an old actress, Ingrid Bergman, said, a kiss is a lovely trick designed by nature to stop speech when words become superfluous.
Now, what does that mean?
I don't know, Tom.
Right?
What does that mean, Tom?
It means that you stop talking because there's no reason to say anything more, so you start making out.
So it's just unnecessary talk going on. So let's kiss.
Pretty much.
Yeah, okay. Well, she was a pretty smart lady, wasn't she? Kissing is fun for a lot of folks, but researchers, they look for evidence of the very first kiss.
And what did they go through? People's, like, phone reels, or how did they do that?
Well, they found text on clay tablets dating back more than 4,500 years. And science recounts how textual references to kissing are appearing even further back than that, they say. I mean, honestly, if you do look in the Bible, Song of Solomon's, there's a lot of kissing going on there.
I still tell that's, I believe that Adam and Eve kissed.
That's and imagine the first kiss. I was thinking about that too, Tom. You know, you got Adam and Eve there. And, you know, it's kind of like when that chicken lays the first egg and someone's like, you know what? I think I want to eat what came out of that chicken's butt. And you're like, who thought of that?
Yeah.
But thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. I like eggs.
I know. You're like, okay, I'm going to try that. Let's just eat it.
I don't see kissing as the same. Kissing is something that seems to come very naturally to us. It's like you just automatically do that.
Yeah.
But is it natural because we've done it for so long? Because, I mean, you're right. I wouldn't watch a chicken drop that and think, that looks delicious. Yeah.
Would you look at, like, Adam and Eve, they're looking at each other like, you know what? I think I'd like to put my tongue in your mouth.
Oh,
now, that's French kissing. That started over in France.
Oh, did it? Okay. Yeah. They didn't know about that kind of kissing.
No, not yet. No, I'm not eating.
Yeah. I think even the eggs make sense because they probably observed other animals doing it. Like, foxes are known for that. And they probably saw them going, stealing an egg and eating it. And they're like, I'm hungry. And I saw that fox eat an egg, so I'll try eating an egg.
Do you think with Adam and Eve, it was while they were sharing the apple? She was like, you have that side, I'll take this side. And they're like, nibble, nibble, nibble to the middle.
Don't know if it was like that, but I bet that's when they started kissing, was when they found out the knowledge of good and evil.
You're probably right.
I will say this. I think that's why women have such a hard time trying to pick where to eat, because that happened, because the last time they picked that, I mean, you see where we are now.
Yeah. We get blamed for everything now, so we're like, I'm not making any more decisions.
Okay. Oh, I like that.
I don't want you to pick where we eat anymore, because that did not turn out well.
We're not going to Applebee's.
But the researchers did find, like, first documented evidence, Tom, of kissing, like, I think it's 1500 B.C., and it was in Mesopotamia and in Egypt. They say even further back than that. So it's been kissing's been around for quite some time. And like I said, the Song of Solomon's, if you read the Bible, that book in the Bible is pretty interesting, just saying.
I'm waiting for the movie to come out. I'm not a reader.
Let me say, that movie will be rated R. Yeah. Okay.
Song of Solomon. Maybe that's why they were all so chipper and singing.
I don't know.
Walking around like...
Yeah, I'm kissing.
It was karaoke.
You think so? But, it is funny to think about, like, you know, you look at each other, or Adam and Eve looking at each other, and it's like, you know what, I think I want to kiss her.
You ever look at someone and think the opposite?
Well, yeah.
A lot.
I'm guessing Adam and Eve must have been pretty attractive at that point.
Well, they know
he didn't have another choice.
Yeah.
It's like the bar at closing time.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
Well, how do you get your kids to do chores? It can be a challenge for a lot of people.
I heard the key word is to ask them to be a helper. Do you want to be mommy or daddy's helper?
Yeah, you know what? That's a great way to say it, but that doesn't solve it all.
It doesn't work when they're teenagers, though, and you go, you want to be mommy and daddy's helper? Rolling their eyes at you at that point.
See, when I was young, we had to just be told what to do, and we had to do it. It's not like they had to beg us, bribe us, or beat us, but
we
did it because that's what we had to do.
Well, I mean, it took them about 16 times telling us to do it.
Oh, but, yeah, we forget. I done told you one time.
Uh-huh.
Well, if we look at Mayan culture, we can find out how they do it. And I didn't say did it, because we're not talking about ancient Mayans who pretty much just sacrifice kids on altars and stuff.
Oh, wow.
Oh, okay.
But we're talking about the modern Mayan society in Mexico.
So not like urine or Mayan? Ewens?
Really?
No, never mind.
The kids voluntarily do chores there, and it's because of a pretty basic premise, but it is hard to do at first. The Mayans may not have predicted the apocalypse properly, but they did something that certainly would look like the apocalypse if you saw it in most American homes. They've got their kids helping them with chores.
Mm-hmm.
And the key to it is they bring the kids in on chores at an early age. So when we are letting our kids play video games, they are telling their kids, hop off that and come help me. And they teach the kids, even if they, it takes longer, even if they're not able to get it done as quick, the kids learn to help out. And before long, they actually get good at it, too, and they are involved in the chores.
That's what I was going to ask, is when, how early, what age do they start? Because sometimes you got a toddler, and you're like, you know what, I want to teach them how to take out the trash or clean up a mess. And you're like, you ask them, like, can you come help me clean up your mess right here? And they're going to pick up the toys, and it takes them forever to pick them up, and you're just saying, come on, you can do it faster than that in your head.
Well, aren't toddlers, do they even walk, or are they just like crawling around?
Well, I'm glad. Take the trash out.
No, I'm talking about 3 or 4 year olds.
Toddle out to the road with the garbage.
2 or 3, 4 year old kids. When you're asking them to help out normally, it's like it takes them forever.
If you're old enough to walk, you can pull this trash. Come on.
Okay.
You got it.
That wasn't the best example.
My friend's 5-year-old daughter, she thinks it's a reward to be able to help mommy with the dishes.
Exactly.
So I don't know how long that's going to last. Yeah. I don't even know if it's still going on. Uh-huh. But but yeah, that was her reward, to help mom with the chores.
Well, here are the 2 tips. Don't do chores while the kids play. Don't let your kids watch TV so you can be more efficient at doing the laundry or cleaning. Mm. Make the chores a team effort, even if it slows you down. Think of it as family bonding time.
They say this with cooking, too, which is definitely a chore. But let your kids help, let your kids be involved, because then it kind of ignites that interest in cooking and they learn how to take care of themselves eventually.
Well, they also say be a team. Like, you know what? If the kid is letting you down, it's like, hey, you know what? You let the team down today, man.
Wow.
I mean, we are a team. Together, you didn't take out the trash. It's wow. Like, come on. Why don't you be a part of this team?
Is your kid just like, I'm sorry, coach?
Yeah, but that's what they say. I know you're laughing at me.
It's silly phrasing. I don't dislike the idea, though.
I can see dad, hey, son, come help me with dinner. What, you want the combo number one? Or you want the
you let me down, son. All right, and the second tip is let your kid help even if they aren't helpful. Yes, you'd get the dishes done faster without, quote, help from your kid, but the Mayans always encourage their kids to help. Find something the kids can do, even if they're very young, and don't force them to join in, but convince them that it's part of the family team effort. So, but you don't tell them.
You don't say like
you, you don't say you let the team down.
You're going to ride the pine, son, if you don't get that chore done correctly. Which is, the kid would want to do that. Like, can I play video games while I'm riding the pine?
I'm always daddy's bench warmer.
Yeah. Let me in, coach. I want to take out the trash.
Put me in.
Wow.
Yeah. Y'all are crazy.
You know, this is why I don't try to bring positive stuff anymore. It's just not worth it.
Bob, they're not even making fun of you. They're making fun of me.
I know, but it's what you're saying that's made me bummed out a little.
But I don't see a lot of parents even trying this because, you know, usually they're busy.
Yes.
They don't have time just to take their time doing something.
Mm-hmm.
They
got to teach the kid how
like, get
to
get out of my way, go watch
it.
TV, let me get it done. I got things to do.
Mm-hmm. Which is, I mean, you understand that a lot of times they are very busy, and so they're like, I just don't have time to do that. Go play. And it's not the mean way you said it. It's just like, go play with games.
Well, I mean, I wasn't being mean.
You were like Hawk. You're like, you're letting me down. You're letting the team down.
No. I'm just saying, I'm busy. Get out of my way.
Okay, I can see the difference now.
That's why I don't have kids.
There you go.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Well, Tom was just talking about kids actually helping out around the house and doing some chores. And this is going to really tie in. So if you really want something done or if you need help, you need to ask more than once. Researchers found that if you ask more than once, you're going to most likely get what you want.
I've seen that before. Yeah, it's kind of like the squeaky wheel gets the grease.
Exactly. You know, it could be called nagging too, Tom.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, tell my parents that, because if I have to ask you one more time, which means no.
Researchers, they found that you're more likely to get what you want if you ask more than once. They had people approach total strangers and make small requests. And they found that while the stranger agreed to the first request just 33% of the time, their willingness to help jumped 43% to 43% when they were asked the second time to help them do something.
Well, it's harder to pretend like you didn't hear them when they keep asking.
What?
Exactly.
I think also it's at first you say no to things that you might not mind so much, but your initial reaction is just to say no. So the second time, you're like, well, you know, maybe that's not a hard thing to do.
Well, this is what the researchers said, that this happens because it's embarrassing and guilt-inducing for a person to refuse a request. So they're more likely to say yes to you if you ask them more than once. Now, it's kind of like, you know, I think about you, Cato, when you're sitting on your couch and your friends are going, hey, come on out. Come on out. We're going to go have some fun tonight. And you're like, no, I don't want to. And then they ask again. All of a sudden, you're like, okay. Yeah. You know, you're like, where are you? Like, I'm in your driveway.
They asked to speak to Cato at that point. They're like, this is not Cato. Let me speak to Cato. This is not Cato. It happened yesterday. I went out at 5 o'clock yesterday afternoon.
There you go.
Yeah.
This doesn't surprise me, and it's frustrating because it means the annoying people get what they want.
Yeah, it does. Yeah.
Because the people who ask over and over are constantly bugging people, they get what they want.
Hey, that's my friends you're talking about.
I wasn't talking about your situation. Oh. I'm just talking about in general. The people that are like at work, the boss that asks you 2 or 3 times.
Yep.
Yeah, why do you think your kids ask you 10 times, can I please go stay the night with friend? No.
They wear you down.
Yeah, and after a while, you're like, oh my gosh, please go to get out of my hair.
Mm-hmm. Mama, mama, yeah. Mama, mama, mama.
Mommy,
mama.
Mom.
Mama,
can I have this toy? Can I have this toy? They say even more in professional environments, Tom, and even in like school, they say, mm-hmm. academic environments to get what you want there. Can I look on your paper? Come on, just let me look on your paper.
Wow.
Yeah, I know.
Now we know how you graduated.
I did. But they say, you know, even helping. Now, these were small favors that they were asking for. So if it's a bigger favor, like, for example, moving or something that's going to really inconvenience you or take up a lot of time, it did not work as much.
I was going to say, how do you know? I would think it still would be an improvement if you asked more than once.
Oh, no. See, that's the question I'm going to answer immediately. No.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
You don't have to ask.
Draw that healthy boundary.
But they're going to be like, no, really, I'm going to have beers there.
No.
We're going to have a party afterwards.
I got to go now, Bob.
We are going to have a bunch of hot people there.
I'll be there after you move.
I won't be there anymore.
What time are y'all going to be done moving?
Yeah. Let me know when the truck leaves.
Yeah. Also, friends, you know, helping you out on the computer and stuff like that. You know, Tom's very good at this. Like,
nope.
You ask him once or twice. But most of the time, you just have to pose a question out in, like, a group of people, and Tom is looking it up or Googling it on his cell phone at a party. He's like, oh, I got the answer for you. He's one of those answer givers.
I'm going to stop now that I know you're using that against me.
I'm not using it against you.
You
I think
are.
That's one of your positive traits, man. I'm like,
well,
you know,
sure, because I'm helping you fix your computer.
Who needs Google when you have Tom?
Do we call you Toogle? Like Googling Tom?
Don't call me.
Wow.
Toggle.
Ask him again, okay? He'll
no.
say yes. One more time, maybe?
No.
Okay.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.